So I landed in Fort Myers, which is in Florida, in case you didn't know. And the lady that picked me up, she says, "Man, you haven't aged at all. You look the same." You know what I mean? You look the same. And then like I was like, you know, fuck. I lost my train of thought. Listen to Random Rants. This is Pauly Shore's Random Rants podcast. What is it? What does it entail? It's when I randomly rant about shit that's in my head. So you're listening to it, Pauly Shore's Random Rants podcast. So anyways, she looked at me and she said, she goes, you look good. You haven't aged in a while. And then I said to her, I said, is what I said. You know, because really, I was thinking, really, I kind of feel like I've aged. Kind of feel a little tired, a little fucking worn out. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Everyone's got these thoughts. We all have our thoughts in our brains that we think about. Sometimes we get good night's sleep. Sometimes we don't get good night's sleep. Sometimes we take sleep meds. Sometimes we don't take sleep meds. You know? I have this new sleep med from my doctor. It's called, here's what it's called. BELSOMRA. It definitely makes my penis smaller, if that means anything. It's 15 milligram of that stuff. And I don't take it every night. Excuse me. I have to have some water. If you're a fan of the rants, you know, I stop. I burp once in a while, but I don't think I'm going to burp. But I might drink some water because it's Florida and it's fucking hot down here. Anyways, Fort Myers, that is. It's always good to replenish with some water. Anyways, boys and girls, Fort Myers, I'm down here. I was just in New York City for 3 nights staying at the beautiful Dream Hotel Meatpacking District. I don't like to tell you guys where I'm physically am, like the hotel, because once I do this podcast episode, I put it right out. And then all of a sudden, I'm trying to get some sleep and fucking Joe Schmo from fucking Kentucky calls me up. And says, "Weasel, I heard fucking Random Rants podcast, man. I want to party with you, Weasel." And I'm not saying I wouldn't appreciate that shit, but nigga, I'm trying to get some sleep, motherfucker. Motherfucker's trying to get some motherfucking sleep. So anyway, so I was at the Dream Hotel in beautiful New York City. Fucking love New York City. I did some shows last weekend in Nyack. You ought to know by now. And I'm in my hotel room now in Fort Myers. Anyways, I'll get to some shit in a second, but I want to talk about my trip. So Nyack was cool. Show attendance was definitely not Bill Burr, Kevin Hart, or fucking Louis C.K. I don't even think it was Screech, to be honest. You know, I emailed the improvs where I was performing. I'm like, "What's up with these ticket sales? It's kind of light." And my friend Ryan, who works over there, says, "Yeah, it's kind of light across the board." And then I think he was winking after that, going, "Oh, I think it's you." No, it's kind of like the weekend after Thanksgiving. It's always like kind of a weird weekend. But anyways, I had a great time. My cousin Marley showed up with Steve, her husband. And we had a good time. So that was fun. Fun times in there. And then I went to the city. I went to New York City. Stayed at the Dream. Saw some of my friends. I'll break it down for you. Who did I see? Sunday night, I hung out with... Fuck, who did I hang out with? I hung out with... my friend Sam. Sam, and I think we went to the meatball shop, which was right by my hotel, which was a really good place there. And then also Chloe, who is a girl that I met through Pace, this gentleman that works at Sony, because I'm licensing music for my new documentary of my life. A lot of people are like, "You're doing a documentary of your life? Are you that fucking interesting?" Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know. Definitely don't turn off the rants. No. Don't turn off the rants. I know you guys are getting rants in your pants and you want to like shut this shit off. Don't. It gets better. I'm telling you. It's like wine. These rants get better with time. So anyway, so we were at the meatball shop. That was really cool. And then Monday, I went and worked out at Equinox in the kind of Lower East Side, Soho area of New York City. It was funny because I walked in and the manager that was there last time always kind of just let me slide. And I was like, you know, because I was a member at the West Hollywood Equinox. But recently, I don't know, 6 months ago, I switched, and now I do Golds in Hollywood. Don't fucking stalk me there, you fucking weirdos. And I canceled my WeHo, West Hollywood Equinox, membership. So when I went there to the New York one, I'm like, yeah, I'm a member at the da-da-da-da in West Hollywood. And they're like, no, you canceled. The gay manager's like, you canceled that. And I'm like, oh, well, but, and he's like, all right, just go. So I don't think they'll let me work out there for free next time. I don't know how much it is. It's probably like $20 to work out there. Anyways, did that. And then I went and had, I met with my friend, who the fuck do I mean? Joel Stillerman. Joel Stillerman is the head of AMC. If you Google his name, Joel Stillerman, he's the head of AMC, this TV channel, AMC, and he used to be my friend back in the MTV days. Now I have to burp. I told you that. I told you that random rants, burps, and drinks water or something. Hold on. And no, someone sent me an email that I should edit out my burps. Fuck that shit, dude. I'm not editing shit out. He says, once you get your chubby Asian writing assistant, which I've been looking for on chubbyasians.com, then he's going to edit out my burps. I don't edit out anything on Random Rants. This is me just flowing, dude. And if I stop. If I burp. If I drink water. If I urinate in the shower, that's what I do. I don't stop ranting. This is all shit off the top of my head. I know it's not interesting shit, but it's me flowing. So anyways, I did that, you know, met with Joel. That was really nice. I also, who else? I had lunch with my friend Paul Rosenberg. Google him, dudes. I always like to say that when I talk to people. I'm like, Google him. Again, I'm a fan of people that are in, I don't want to say places of power, but people that are talented and in places of power. I'm a fan of that. I look up to that. Is there something wrong with that? I'm sorry. Paul Rosenberg, Eminem's manager, you know, the rapper, Eminem. I was with him. Sweet guy. He looks like, I don't know if you ever seen that that movie with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor called Stir Crazy, where they go to jail for a crime or some shit. And there was a character named Grossberger. He was this huge, like, white, bald kind of, I don't want to say chubby dude, but kind of like thick, kind of football player-y bald guy. Well, that's kind of like what Rosenberg looks like. So we hung out, talked the talk, walked the walk. And then after that, we went to, and then at night, I met my friend Tony D. Tony D used to be the president of MTV, and now he's got his own company out there in New York City, and he's making a lot of shit happen. Want me to name you some of the stuff? No, I don't. I won't. That's private. That's his private shit. And then this is the pinnacle of what it is that that I did in New York. And then, you know, we'll talk about what I want to rant about in my head. One more sip of water. So hold on one sec. So guess where I took Tony? Take a guess. I took him to go see a play in New York. My friend Shane got me a couple tickets because I guess he's a publicist, Shane, and he represents one of the cast members of the play Hamilton. $5,000 a ticket I paid once I got there. $5,000 a ticket I paid to watch people that look like Barack Obama sing 1700s kind of, like that type of shit, you know, 1700 shit, while they're kind of rapping it and talking at the same time. So yeah, $5,000 a ticket to see a whole bunch of Barack Obama, Bruno Mars looking dudes singing stuff about the 1700s and the fucking Civil War, or whatever war was going on. And they kind of rap it, and you know, and there's some hot chicks in it, but that was it. So you asked me, Mr. Shore, Mike Pence, our president, went to Hamilton. He got booed out of there. Did you get booed out of Hamilton? No, I don't know. Anyways, was it worth it? I don't want to say, because there might be some cast members of Hamilton listening to this, whether I say something good or where I say something, or as the Wheeze would say something bad. But put it this way. Number one, I didn't pay $5,000 a ticket. I was just kidding. But no, number one, I was never a fan of that type of stuff in school. And that's all I really have to say. Guys, hugely talented. The play was cool. But I'm not interested in that stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not interested in 1700s things, you know? I know you're saying, you know, well, you should be. Well, the audience was interesting because it was all rich white people. That's for sure. There wasn't a lot of ethnic people. It was all rich white people there. Anyway, so that's what I did. I saw the play Hamilton, drink a little water, and then I'm going to rant a little about some of the other shit, and then I have to get up early and do radio. Hold on one sec. All right. So anyways, so... Yeah, so that's what I did. And don't turn it off, dude. I'm gonna do some shit now. Let me read a couple things from fans from emails. Random rants. This is from Falcon Punches. The fuck is Falcon Punches? Oh wait, Later Adam. I don't know, dude. Okay, random rants. It's funny as fuck that you pee in the hotel showers. Yes, that's what I do. I pee in the hotel showers. Makes me think about all the other fucked up shit that people do in the hotel rooms. You don't know, brother. You don't know. I do some pretty stuff. Like right now, I'm naked. Okay, is that gross or I don't know? But I'm naked. Every doorknob probably has had a hairy nutsack, and you know they don't clean that shit. Also, it'd be awesome if you do an episode of Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast. You were great on that, or you were on that show. You were on that show later, Adam. Thanks, Adam. Yeah, I agree with Adam. There's probably, a lot of the housekeepers clean the stuff up. I mean, I don't think guys are, like, if I'm peeing in the shower, I mean, are there people actually putting their ball sack on the fucking knobs of the fucking rooms? I don't think so, dude. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm peeing in the shower because a shower has water and it's going to fucking splash all the fucking urine everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's not going to like, you know, it's not like, well, maybe he's right. Maybe he's got a point there. Maybe I should put my nutsack on the handle and I should be the guy. No, I'm not going to do that. So that was that. And as far as Comedy Bang Bang, I'm going to try to do a whole bunch of shit, whole bunch of promotion and marketing stuff when the Crackle videos come out in February. So that's that. Anyways, so fuck, what else was I gonna say? There's more stuff, I guess. I don't know. Is that it? Are you guys sick of me? I kind of think you're sick of me. I do have one more rant in there. Let me see. Okay, I'm not gonna go to my let me see. Sorry, you guys just talk amongst yourselves. Sorry, I feel really just fast forward it a little. How about that? Fast forward it a little. Shit, I don't want to be looking at emails when I'm talking to you guys. That's super disrespectful. Anyways, okay, so let's talk about where I'm at, and then we're gonna call it a night. This hotel is dope as fuck, and I usually when I go on tour, I don't stay in really nice hotels because a lot of the towns that I play in don't have really nice hotels. Some of them do, and usually the club or the person that's putting me up doesn't put me in the nice hotel, you know. So there's a Ritz in Naples. I'm not staying at the Ritz. I'm staying at the hotel right under the Ritz, but it's nice as all hell, and we're right on a really cool street here in Naples, and I'm performing at a place called Off the Hook, and it's a comedy club that used to be in Marco Island. The first time I played there was about, I'd have to say, 10 years ago. And it used to be a fish restaurant. I don't know if you guys ever been to a fish restaurant, but they would serve fish and then, you know, killer food, like, you know, mussels and all that stuff, and fish and oysters, crackers and salad and, you know, that kind of shit. But also, there would be like a microphone, and there would be stand-ups on the stage, and that's kind of how we did it. So my friend Captain Brian, he's got a new place down here called Off the Hook. So that's where I'm at this week. I know my podcast isn't that popular, so there's probably not a lot of people that are in Naples listening to this, but just if you Google Pauly Shore Naples off the hook, or maybe do Pauly Shore nipples off the hook. That sounds more inviting. Anyways, I think I'm finished. I apologize for this rant not being that extraordinary. What else can I say about New York? Anything? No. I think that was it. But I am... all right. Well, that's it, guys. Again, I apologize for tonight's rants. But definitely hit me at polyrants@gmail.com. And then I'll respond to some of your emails here. I definitely read them all. Thanks, guys. Later. Bye.